This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
We're really looking at everything.
We are.
Today's topic is solo female. I set it up like it was going to be crazy.
I got scared. I was like, wait, what are we doing? I researched this, so.
Yeah. Oh, boy, did I research this.
Solo female.
Solo female, as you can imagine, means a woman alone.
A woman alone.
What does she have to do without a man there?
Oh, get off, actually. Statistically speaking, come.
Wait, do you specifically have...
No, I don't.
...come statistics?
I don't, but I'm going to assume that it's
it was a good
10 out of 10 times a woman is going to come alone rather than with a partner.
Yeah, and what's the rate with a partner? I think Love Island told us like 30%. Yeah. I was like, that's generous.
Majority of our information
and I do
is
get my
gleaned from
Love Island. I did actually do some masturbation research for this episode.
Did you?
That felt like the way to go. Like, I was trying to look for, like, solo female stats from, like, Pornhub or whatever, and they were just difficult to find. They were,
best
solo female.
Yeah.
I knew you would. You're always better at finding those
Love
stats
to dig deep
in particular.
Into the data.
But I actually looked at, like, masturbation rates.
Ooh.
Comparing binary genders, if we must.
Yes, right.
Just because I was like, well, I'm curious about female masturbation.
Right.
I found some bogus info to begin. We'll start there.
Call them out. Who was it?
Well, I found this article in Elite Daily that references the Journal of Sex Research and this study involving 1,452 men and 1,566 women.
Okay.
Here's the catch. Between the ages of 18 and 22.
Oh.
So when I was reading their stats, I was like, what in fuck?
Yeah.
Here's the one that, like, really gave me pause. Only 8% of women said they use sex toys. And then men 1.4%. And I was like, no fucking way. And then I was like, oh.
What year was this?
I think this article is like 2016.
Oh.
I think.
Shocking.
But 18 to 22.
Yeah.
Maybe makes sense. It still sounds low for that age range. But I think about it and I'm like, okay, fair. I guess I didn't.
Well, how old were you when you bought your first vibrator?
When I bought my first vibrator, I don't know. I started to think about this, researching this, and I want to say I was like early 20s.
Yeah. I was 20.
Uh-huh.
And I bought it off of Amazon.
Nice.
And I have an Amazon Prime account like with my family.
Yeah.
And I had to set up a separate Amazon account. Not
just
Amazon Prime. Just an Amazon account in
general.
Just
to buy a vibrator.
Yeah, just to buy a vibrator so that way it didn't come up on like orders or recent orders. Like,
yeah.
Search history.
Yeah. I think by 24 or something I had like a couple, but it like.
Right.
I think the dumb like hurdle you have to get over is like where and how to buy your first.
Right.
But I used a shower head.
Right.
Masturbating as a teenager.
Right. So you were like, that's a sex toy.
So that's technically, like, well, that's not just like my hand. It actually took me a while to like figure out how to do it with my hand, which was momentous.
I'm still figuring it out.
It changes the partner sex game in a big way.
I'm still figuring it out because you know what? Like half hour in, I'm sweating, my arm hurts, and I'm like, I could just...
It requires determination. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily have to be like that much arm work. You just have to get really good at knowing exactly what the thing is.
Yeah.
And the thing's always going to be crazier than you think.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think the thing that like enabled me to come with my hand was a friend was just like perseverance.
Yeah.
perseverance, baby. Like, and I was like, huh, I guess I'm just, because I would like bail out. Like,
right.
Coming from a shower head was so easy for me.
Yeah, coming and from so a intense. Vibrator yeah. is so easy. So it's like,
yeah.
when I don't have one.
And well, granted, also, my first vibrator sucked.
Oh.
It was like one of those like hard, metally, yeah. like. Purple.
Yeah.
It was the first vibrator.
Yeah. Mine
like,
was
I
like
had
a,
to actually be vigorous with the vibrator.
Yeah. Mine was
rather
like a
than
pink,
just putting
like,
it there.
Gel looking like fake rabbit.
It was like a rabbit knockoff.
Yeah. It was a rabbit knockoff.
That's cute.
And the head of it like swirled like a. It was like, it was out of its mind. It like did this. Like, I remember turning it on because I bought it online. Didn't know it did that motion.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Surprise.
That's going to do that inside me?
For our listeners, the motion that
oh, sorry.
Rachel's doing is she's like
I
rotating her fist. So if you were to hold your fist in front of you and then like just check out the axis of rotation you have,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what this
that's
vibrator
the movement
was
I was doing.
Is, and that's meant to go inside you? Is that meant
yes.
to be like a G-spot thing?
I think it's meant to be like.
Because I don't think
like,
my clit needs that
no,
kind of
like,
range of motion.
Going, it was like like doing like figure eights around my cervix. Like it was like
yeah.
it was in there.
Okay,
it was a wide range of of a circle.
It was training you, you know.
Yeah.
It was training your vagina for the weirdest dick.
Yeah,
ever.
Still haven't stumbled across it.
Yeah, I've yet to meet a dick that has a head that rotates with that kind of. Dexterity, shall we say. But wait,
yes.
I found other research.
Oh, good.
From right. the Daily Dot. Now, I have these two infographics in front of me, which I'll describe for the purposes mm-hmm. of a podcast. Based on data from Indiana University's National Survey of Sexual Health and Behavior, which polled 5,865 Americans between the ages of 14 and 94.
Okay.
Now, this one's 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like... I still feel like the information's a little bit outdated, but, like, they have one infographic that's, like, have you ever masturbated? Which I was like, this is nuts that there even are any people
yeah,
that could, like, that fully
don't.
Answer no.
Yeah.
At
this
minimum,
age-
it's saying, like, 6%, like, it's going by age range, but, like, at minimum, 6% of men haven't, and 16%
things.
Of women haven't.
Oh.
And I was like, this is depressing.
Right.
But, you know, when you think about...
Our sexual
different
education
times
system.
And our sexual education system or lack thereof
yeah.
and different parts of the country
right.
and religions and cultures
right.
that
right.
don't encourage sexual exploration. I guess that number makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I also have this infographic, which is like how often the different binary genders masturbate.
Mm.
And it like peaks... Oh, this is interesting. Oh, wait, no, not in the past year. Okay, I'm misreading this.
Okay.
So, not in the past year, 18 to 24-year-olds, 36%, 25 to 29-year-olds, 28%, 30 to 39. Like,
what,
these are still high-ass numbers.
What?
Have not masturbated in the past year.
Have
like,
not.
Like, they're saying, like, 30 to 39-year-olds, so people in our age range, 37% of women...
Have not masturbated
have
in the
not
past
Have not masturbated in the past year. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's quite high.
Because they're probably having sex?
Maybe. I mean, that's certainly, like, part of it.
Because they're having sex and hopefully getting off.
It
but
does get
truly,
higher. I mean, it peaks 50 to 59 is 46%,
yeah.
and 60 to 69 is 54%.
Yeah, because as you get older, I mean,
yeah.
I'm assuming you just find other things you like to do.
I don't know.
I can't imagine.
I'm going to be masturbating.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be out in these streets.
I'm going to be out in these streets,
myself.
Yes.
When the apocalypse inevitably,
I hope to be.
When climate change yeah. rains down upon us, I'm going to be out in these
yeah.
streets masturbating.
I'm going to be out there jilling right off.
What else am I going to do?
That's
There's
how I
that, is that, is it like a skeleton at Pompeii?
Yes,
the guy
I know exactly
like
what you're talking about.
He
saw the world
and
ending.
Died.
And then
Respect.
He thought to rub one out one last time.
The world didn't deserve you, King.
I found a really cool article about, like the best female masturbation positions that aren't like the ones you see in porn.
Oh, cool.
Because it was like, you know, in mainstream porn, we always see women masturbating with like arched back, like, you know, legs splayed open, which
yeah.
if I'm going to be entirely honest, is pretty much how I masturbate. Like, back on
yeah
my
like
back.
On my back
on my back but like
legs
I'm
open
hunched.
So I can get to
yeah.
my cunt
but I'm definitely like hunched over like my arch isn't my or my back isn't arch like
yeah.
I'm hunched over I'm like crunched I'm like I'm calling forth some deep female goddesses.
You're summoning the goddesses
within me. And as I've mentioned before, my legs are stick straight.
Yeah. So
cramping,
funny.
Sometimes lifting.
I don't come with a straight leg.
Yeah.
I think there was a time when I did more so, but I think I just got better at being like, I can clench in any position.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I knew
I'm just clenching down.
You're just clamping down.
So some of these positions that they suggest.
I'm tempted to like come around and like look at diagrams, but this is a podcast, so you have to
have
describe
diagrams.
Them for me, yeah. And then our listeners will benefit
lucky
as
for
well.
You, I just typed it out.
Great.
Lie face down is one of them.
Lie face down.
Yeah. One of the favorite masturbation positions is, going face down because you can have the weight of your body pressing onto your hand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that instead of putting pressure from your hand onto your clit,
it is like
your
you're rubbing
weight.
Your own.
Yeah, your body weight is on your hand. Like you're still moving your hand.
Yeah,
but pressure is coming from.
I mean, I'm thinking about like doing this during sex recently, where like someone was on top of me from behind, and I'm like reaching.
Yeah,
it's hard because I do like the way that I masturbate. I rely on hand movement.
Right.
You know, like pretty vigorous,
but
and it can be hard to like get in there if you're.
It's a very popular position. Like I remember, people were freaked out about the TV show Sex Education and that montage where Amy's character is like learning what gets her off.
Yeah.
And she's like using a hairdryer or whatever and she's like figuring out and there's her laying down like face down. And everyone was like, oh my God, like thank God we're finally seeing this because we never see this.
Yeah.
And that's like a very popular position.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. Another one is to get on all fours.
Uh-huh.
Kneeling as though you were like straddling a partner.
Yeah.
And then, you know, leaning like backwards, like kind of activates your core and pulls your pelvic floor up, which
wait, so I'm sort of squatting and leaning back or I'm like on all fours?
I think both.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I've done both. Rachel,
squeezing
I've done
muscles.
Them all.
Squeezing your muscles, as we know, I believe in that.
What is, wait, that's a position or that's just like a thing?
Just like squeezing, just like a thing to do to help you
blood
masturbate.
Flow.
So like squeezing your pelvic muscles, Kegels, all that stuff.
I can't masturbate without Kegeling.
Yeah,
like,
you
that's
have
part
to.
Of it.
I mean, yeah, that's like when I'm coming, it's like, that's a it's a muscle spasm.
Well, yes, but even leading up to the like spasm portion, there's like a...
Yeah.
Bearing down is absolutely the wrong term.
Clamping down.
But you know what I mean, where you're like flexing and you're like, ugh, you're like leaning into it
right.
in terms of your like musculature in that region.
Experimenting with different types of touch. Tapping, licking, or tickling, flicking, lightly slapping.
Mm-hmm.
Love a slap. I'm a big fan of a slap on
my
clit.
On your clit?
Yeah.
You do to yourself?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do a lot of slapping of myself because I think... Part of what I like about slapping when it's someone else doing it is like the element of like
surprise.
Anticipation and surprise. Like I can't tickle
sure.
myself. I feel like I can't slap myself because I'm
fair.
Like, here it comes.
I know exactly what's happening. Yep.
But I certainly like pinch and tickle and squeeze. Well, tickle's not the right word. I just said I can't tickle myself and I meant it.
Yeah.
But like, you know, fondling of the fun variety.
And then the last one was to use furniture.
Mm.
Propping one leg against a wall, you know.
Yeah.
Can't say I've ever done
furniture.
That.
I mean, aside from like a bed.
I'm usually always on a bed.
Yeah.
I've never masturbated not on a bed.
You've never masturbated like in a shower or something?
I don't really.
You're missing out.
I don't masturbate in a shower. I think I've masturbated on a toilet once.
Showers are my like sexual awakening.
I know that's where it happened for you.
Temple.
Yeah.
Like, I still take showers. I'm like, oh, should I?
Yeah.
Should I have time for this? Like, it does feel like a Pavlovian, like, dog response.
Like, you're like
if I'm showering, I'm like, why am I turned on? I'm just, like, vaguely thinking about, like, using a shower head in a different shower 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe not that long ago.
Don't hate yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have some more stats just about solo female as a search term. Now, I have to say, I have never searched for this.
Okay.
I have... inadvertently just watched it.
Yeah.
Just because it's, you know, just comes up.
Yeah.
But I've never been like, yeah, that's my thing. But I do have, I know a lot of guys that like this is their thing.
Yeah.
But it's surprisingly not that high of a search term.
Oh, interesting.
And actually, women are 30% more likely to search for solo female.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was one of the top gaining categories of the last year.
Okay.
So it moved up. It had like a 61% increase.
Oh.
So people are looking for it.
She's on the rise.
Yeah. But I think it might come from like women trying to see what, like, what real pleasure looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I wonder how much of that is people just exploring other people's techniques or just like,
because
or also
like,
how much of that is just like, I want to watch a woman and just not have a scary man be there.
Exactly.
So much of porn is specifically scary men.
Like, I'd love to see a woman come for once.
Yeah.
You know, just in general.
Yes.
So, it's more of a popular term than solo male. And it gains in popularity with age. So like,
interesting.
The older
women tend to watch it more.
Yeah, tend to watch it more. Yeah.
Now, see, that doesn't correlate with my stats that these older women are not masturbating as much. But
interesting. Maybe they're like, I don't have time, so maybe I'll just watch someone else do it.
I don't think that's it.
I
think it's just a cross section of broad statistics that we have in front of us.
True.
I also found research around like why people masturbate or like what they think about.
Oh.
This came up last night when I was at a dinner party about like just the podcast and porn and like I got into a conversation with some friends about like, do you masturbate using porn? And many don't. Like a couple friends were like, yeah, I just like don't
think about memories or something.
They're like, I think about other people and I'm like, see, that's absolutely what I don't do.
Mm.
I have too high of a like spite factor or something. That I, like, won't think about an ex and be like, I'm touching myself. And I'm like, fuck that guy. He doesn't get to, like, have me masturbate about him.
Right.
And very, and I'll, I will think, like, ooh, what if I fuck this person if I have, like, a crush? Like, I'll masturbate to, like, I have masturbated to people I, like, wanted to fuck.
Right.
But quite frankly, I usually, like, go on later to fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, a short-lived fantasy
period.
But it's
period. Not like, it's not like, oh, I can't have sex with, like, the guy that I'm sleeping with tonight, so I'm going to masturbate to a time that was really hot with him.
Maybe. Maybe in, like, a long-distance scenario I've done that. And I've certainly done, like, mutual or, like, sexting masturbation
stuff.
That's
all you do. I'm exclusively doing right now. I am exclusively FaceTime masturbating.
Yeah.
Keeping
Live your dream,
alive.
Girl.
Yeah. Keeping the romance alive.
But these stats were about that. This is from Metro UK, which like always delivers a spicy, weird article. Like every time I find something from Metro UK, I'm
like,
is it gonna be trash or is it gonna be interesting? But yeah, this one was interesting. It did say that porn is more of a man's game. 66% of men use porn when they masturbate versus just 35% of women.
Mm.
Listen, ladies, we can beat them next year.
I know.
Believe in yourselves.
Listen to this podcast, find some good porn.
Women are more likely to use a sex toy when masturbating. Now, this stat makes sense to me, with 88% of women owning a vibrator.
There we go.
There we go.
That
versus just 11% of men using any kind of toy in their masturbation routine. Interestingly, women are more likely to use masturbation to send themselves to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
8% of women compared to 3% of men. I mean, that's not high.
Yeah.
I do like to masturbate before bed.
Always.
I think as a sleeping tool is maybe a stretch.
Yeah.
But like,
this
I
is what
do
I'm
sleep better after I've masturbated.
I'm masturbating after I get out of the shower.
Okay.
I don't know why, but it's just like kind of my favorite thing to do.
I totally feel you on that. For reasons that seem clear based on like the shower being either in or just after.
Yeah,
like,
just
great
after.
Times for me.
Like, yeah.
You're also,
I'm
like,
on
so
a towel.
Fresh
yeah,
and,
I'm
like,
fresh.
Towel-y and
it's like self care.
Yeah.
I'm laying in a towel, like my air conditioner's on, and I'm like feeling myself. I'm maybe putting on body oil, and I'm like, yeah, this feels right.
Yeah.
And then before bed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, you know.
Yeah.
Whenever I feel like it. Whenever I have a half hour to kill.
I rarely wake and wank.
Oh, sometimes I do if it's like I've had a spicy dream.
Mmm.
And I got the morning dew.
Mmm.
And my panties are a-soaking.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I so rarely have sex dreams.
Really?
What does that say about me?
Huh.
Maybe I need to work on that and have more of them. I'll sometimes have them when I have like a really fun, potent crush.
Yeah.
And then in a dream I'll be like, oh, I'm fucking this person.
Yeah.
Mm. But I also don't dream a ton in general.
Wake and wank.
Wake and wank. New thing.
Try it tomorrow.
Yeah.
See how hungover you are.
It'll be rough.
Depending.
I have a going away party tonight, folks. That's why I'm going to be hungover.
For everyone listening,
I don't
hang out.
come through. This will release probably 4 weeks after the party is over. But just so you know, if you saw me that night, that's what I was doing. Do you want to do this search term showdown?
Please. I'm dying.
I'm going to complain to our listeners about this, as I have already complained to you. I had a weirdly hard time I mean, so many of the titles were just like, woman touches herself, like just boring, you know, right. just like straight up, like, this is what what's happening. But also, frankly, so many of them were actually just like decent titles, well executed. And I'm going to say something sexist, which is that maybe women posting their own videos are more meticulous than random guys who stole fucking porn from somewhere else and threw it on Pornhub or RedTube or what have you.
It's funny because we're like, we're ripping this apart. And we're like, do better. And then they do better. And we're like, well, now we don't have anything to make fun of.
Yeah, now I don't have anything to fucking make a joke about.
Ew.
Also, though, and oh, I was going to say this earlier when you said that solo female is not a hugely popular search term.
Yeah.
That actually makes sense to me because of the rise of, like, cam sites.
Right.
And we talked about how we're going to do an episode on camming.
Yeah.
Specifically, but, like, you don't need to search solo female
if you're, you can go support.
You know, like Chatterbait is all solo, I mean, not all solo female.
Right.
And not all female, not any of those things exclusively.
Yeah.
But it is like prioritizes just like watching chicks show off for you.
Exactly.
So it makes sense that the search term wouldn't be that necessary, essentially.
Right. For porn. Because they can find it.
There's whole other sites dedicated to it.
Exactly.
40 minutes fart compilation. 40 minutes, Rachel. What are you doing this afternoon?
Depends on how much dairy I've had. Because, guys, that's me. That's my solo female video.
It's just you farting.
Yeah.
See, I was just suggesting you casually watch 40 minutes of farts.
I don't need to watch it because I
You're
live
living it. You're living that dream. Orgasm competition, intense multiple orgasms with seizures. Who wins?
With seizures?
Yeah.
Jesus!
With seizures.
With a seizure?
Yeah, I watched it. What they meant by that is just women bucking. It's actually just women coming, so their bodies are doing the thing.
Right.
And they're like, ha ha ha.
Right.
Ha, ha. You know what I mean.
Right.
But
seizure.
But they called it a seizure rather than just like spasms.
Drop
which I think
the camera.
Is,
call 911.
Yes.
Who wins? The person who lives? I don't know.
Yeah. Or just everybody, because everybody's coming.
The person who doesn't bite through their tongue in the middle of a seizure.
There also were just, like, a lot of, I think I told you this offline already, a lot of stuff that was just, like, mashups of, like, other episodes we did.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there were, like, feet and, like, cum shots, you know, and I, like, it just was every term we've already done in a solo female thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's not an interesting show now. And then there were also just tons of not female solos, like tons of dicks
solos.
In my like female solo female search. There's just like tons of dudes.
Female solos just sounds like we're auditioning for choir.
My aria is what we'll call my Jill-O session later tonight that I'm sure will happen.
Now we're going to move into the female solo portion of the program.
I'm seen during a huge cum shot.
I'm seen?
Yes, this is from a man, of course.
Yeah, oh God. He's like, and it's all about him.
Yeah,
naturally.
I'm seen during a huge cum shot.
Naturally, it's all about him.
I think that's just a language barrier, but I just thought the like grammar logic of it was funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, seen. I'm coming, and I'm seen right now by you.
But
watching.
It's a woman?
No, it's a man.
Oh, it was a man.
That's why I brought up the fact that like a lot of these just weren't solo female videos.
What a dick. He tagged a solo female.
Solo?
Anything to get more clicks.
What's that?
Anything to get more clicks.
Yeah,
I guess.
Listen, I'm seen.
I'm seen. I feel seen.
Solo session for the teen who has a hot time with her clitoris.
Oh,
she fingers.
She fingers.
It just sounds like a bad line.
Yeah.
From like my dad wrote a porno.
Yeah.
Like it's full sentences. Technically, the grammar makes sense, but I'm just like
she
confused
fingers.
About like how the events are being laid out.
Say it again for me.
Solo session for the teen who has a hot time with her clitoris.
For the teen who
period.
Has a hot time.
Period. She fingers.
For the teen, it sounds like four colored girls who wear the rainbow isn't enough.
Solo session for the teen.
For the teen who has a hot time.
For teens who have a hot time with her clitoris. She fingers.
She fingers.
Yeah, long title to like a theatrical event that we should build, you know, devise for a group of artists later.
Yeah. That's going to be our off-Broadway debut. Actually.
Mm-hmm.
Girls on Porn. For the teen who has a hot time with the clitoris.
Yes.
Okay.
Babe in stocking gets an orgasm from a pillow with mucus in the pussy. Mucus, Rachel.
Mucus.
Not smegma. Not wetness of
wetness,
heat.
Not cum, even.
Mucus.
Just like...
She has a dire infection.
Yeah. Mucus in the pussy.
Yeah.
Never is the term mucus okay.
It just does not sound appealing to me.
Unless
you're pretty fetishized...
CityMD and you're like, yeah, my mucus isn't...
Wait, where are you right now?
CityMD. And you're like, my mucus is green and you need an antibiotic. But mucus in your pussy? Well, I guess when you're pregnant, the mucus plug.
Uh-huh.
But still, mucus?
Mucus
to describe
is not
something...
a sexy word to
no,
me.
No, it's not. It's actually foul.
Yeah.
I will go on record right now and say mucus is a foul, foul word. If a man was ever doing, or a woman, or anyone, any partner I was with, said something about mucus in my pussy, I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I feel like there's definitely people that have a kink about stuff like this that's like taboo, yeah. It's like gross.
Oh, sure.
And I feel like they would love getting yelled at by you about it right now.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So it's all going hand in hand here.
Great.
Real teacher caught cuming with a ruler.
Cuming?
C-U-M-I-N-G. I made a little joke to myself. Oh, your teacher didn't teach you how to spell, though, did she? And then I walked into the ocean, never to be heard from again.
Oh, my God.
Next one, Katie Cuoco dildo request. That's how you say her name, right? The woman who stars on...
Wait, it's Katie?
Big Bang
yes.
Theory?
But they say Katie or
Oh, yeah,
Kaylee?
It was... It's. Spelled K-A-T-E-Y, but
oh, yeah.
It actually is Kaylee, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Kaylee Cuoco.
This was a weird-ass video.
They have, like,
who put her head? Yeah, they put her head...
On someone's body.
On someone... Here are the various problems
okay.
with Katie Cuoco dildo request.
She's asking for a dildo?
Her head is on someone's body.
Uh-huh.
First of all, not a dildo.
Oh.
It's a large glass bottle that she's, like, gaping herself with.
Oh, God.
And then she says, would you like dildo to get fixed? I mean, simple request, right? Like, it's clearly a soundbite from, like, a late-night interview where she probably was like,
oh, my God.
Would you like your house to get fixed? I mean, simple request, right? Or, like, something.
Yeah.
Who knows what the soundbite's from? But, like, literally,
they added
like,
the word dildo.
And it's,
yeah.
like, so deliberately missed. Like, truly, who spent the time...
To edit this. Source all the material.
It's a five-second video.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, no one's even masturbating to it. It's
In
just
five seconds.
Confusing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel bad for the actress. I don't want shit like that of
I
me
know.
Out in the world. Like, just because if you're going to make something of me, at least make it, like, meaningful. Who's your audience? Who is this for?
5 seconds?
Yeah.
Come on.
Flexible girls licking their own pussies compilation.
Interesting.
Was curious.
Yeah.
Quite impressed.
Interesting.
Made me curious if I could lick mine.
Did they get off?
What's that?
Did they get off?
I didn't watch the whole
it,
thing.
Yeah.
It's mostly just like...
But they got there.
Just girls yeah. like doing these insane yoga positions
yeah.
to like get their tongues on
and
our
And they
clits.
Got there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Last one. Crazy horny meth head.
Huh.
This is just somebody on the train.
Oh.
Yeah. Just made me sad.
Jilling off?
I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to even like give him the click because it made me uncomfortable. I wasn't even sure the gender of the meth head.
Oh.
It just looked like a person on the train and I was like, this
oh.
isn't, what do you think?
Who put this on Pornhub? Yeah.
It's mean.
Yeah.
And confusing and yeah.
They might not even been a meth head.
Yeah. That might
you
have
don't
been
know.
Presumed. You don't know their
you
story.
Don't know.
You, know
you don't know.
You don't
like, let her be. If she's horny, let her live her life.
And masturbate on the subway.
Exactly.
That's what the subway's for.
If I've learned anything
if
from
I've
my
learned anything
high
in
school
New York
trip
for...
in 2005 when I watched a homeless man touch himself in a subway car.
The way you said
car.
That made it sound like you don't live in New York.
Yeah,
if
sorry.
I've learned anything from that one trip in 2005 yeah. as opposed to the fucking decades since.
No, but I did, this
that
happened
was
to
like
me.
Your first trip here,
yeah.
you saw somebody
And I saw a homeless man put his hands down his pants and I got immediately irrationally afraid that he was then just going to jerk off and then come at like at me.
Yeah.
Like
that would be my fear as
his
well.
His dick would just spurt out.
But it's like a good omen,
semen.
You know, like that's like,
it's like a bird like, shitting
yeah,
on you.
Yeah, exactly. And like Italian folklore, like yeah. a bird shitting on you being good luck. I
yeah.
think a homeless person jizzing on you your first trip to New York like
yeah.
bodes well for your future.
Yeah. I'm gonna make it here.
I'm really mad that cap fell because that was a stellar bit.
It was a great
gone.
Bit.
No, we're keeping it. You're just, I dropped my water bottle lid and it's no one's fault. But mine, my phone's gonna fall. Should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
Hey guys. Do you ever get stressed out listening to our show, thinking about boners? Honestly, we do too, and we don't even have to get them. It's a lot of pressure, and there are a lot of different ways to address erectile issues. That's why we partnered with our friends over at Joy Mode, because they offer a natural supplement. Some over-the-counter erection pills contain unregulated chemicals, suggest unsafe doses, and can even increase the risk of other health problems. So whether you're looking to spice up your intimate moments or increase your confidence in the bedroom in general, Joy Mode might be a great option because they make all-natural and science-backed supplements. Their trademark product, the Sexual Performance Booster, is designed for increased blood flow, firmness, and stamina. The supplement contains clinically supported doses of arginine nitrate, L-citrulline, Panax ginseng, and vitamin C. All ingredients have been assessed in peer-reviewed journals and studied and researched in humans. And the combination is proven to provide blood vessel support, improved cardiovascular and heart health, athletic performance enhancement, and hey, you guessed it, better general erection function. It comes in a palm-sized packet like your favorite electrolyte powder. You just mix with 6 to 8 ounces of water or more, hydration is key, 45 minutes before sexual activity. Go to usejoymode.com/GOP and get 20% off with code GOP at checkout. That's 20% off and free shipping with code GOP at usejoymode.com/GOP. Great sex, solved naturally.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back.
We're back to talk about
solo female again.
The first video is from Frolic Me.
It is.
Starring Luna Corazona.
Yes, it's called Over and Over Again.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this little kind of disclaimer below the video that I really liked. Basically just saying, like, not all of our bodies are the same. Our preferences and choices of, like, how we approach our pleasure and what we do and what we experience will always vary.
Mm-hmm.
So when we film it to a real, film different women responding to a real orgasm, so we should learn not to expect, but to appreciate.
Yeah.
Which I really loved.
That's lovely.
I know.
Which also explains why. So she like talks to us.
Yes.
Through much of this.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of that than I needed.
Agreed.
Just because it reminds us that we're there and that she's performing.
Right.
You know, I wanted to be like, just do your thing, girl. You don't have to tell me about it.
Yeah. Like she was just like explaining throughout the whole thing. Like, oh, I like to do this sometimes.
And yeah.
Sometimes I like to do this. So quick little synopsis is literally that. She, like, gets herself off with her hand, and then mm-hmm. she uses a toy.
Yeah.
And I picked something where she used a toy because I like to use a toy.
Yeah.
And I like to watch people use toys.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot to me.
Yeah, it's nice to see them in there.
Right, right. And we get it both. We get both. She uses, she goes manual, and then she goes automatic.
Yeah. She takes us through the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm a nerd. I will say the way that they reveal the toy, I was like, okay.
I know.
She's got it as, like, a bookmark.
Yeah.
Like, a few pages back in her book, and she, like, thumbs through to it. And I was like...
But also, like, I was like, is she thumbing through? Is she reading? Because no one reads at that pace.
Yeah, she wasn't
no
reading.
No one also thumbs through.
She was just, like, flipping through pages.
Yeah, like, they were basically like, here's an idea.
Your vibrator's right there. Yeah. Just get it. Yeah. You know where it is. You put
you
it
didn't
there.
Need to, we didn't need to have, like, the veil of you reading a book, and then, like, oh, we find your vibrator.
Yeah.
Like... You could have just started with a vibrator in your hand, and I would have been here for it, you know?
Yeah.
But we had some, like, sexy music.
Yeah.
She's wearing some nice lingerie.
Gorgeous lingerie. Gorgeous bed. Very brightly lit and
she's
beautifully
a beautiful
shot.
Performer.
Beautiful performer.
She's
a little more performative than...
Yes, very much so.
I needed her to be. It wasn't until... I think I actually have a note where I was like, here we go. This film really kicks in at 1823.
Yeah, I know. When she's, like, coming hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because she gets herself to, like, come really hard. But she is, and, you know, this is, I'm sure... part of being a porn performer, it has, like, a very vocal orgasm that is, like, more than mine is when I'm drunk. So that's saying something.
The drunker you are, the louder she gets.
Yeah.
I sometimes like the first, like when she got off so quickly with her hand, I was like, is this real?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was buying it at first. And the way she was using her hand, I was like, no way.
Yeah.
That doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, she's using like a very delicate, like single finger on her clit.
Yeah.
And that's the way I like tried to masturbate the first time.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's almost like too sensitive and not enough pressure at the same time.
Right, right.
Like, that actually feels like tickly and oversensitive to me. Than what I do, and which I'm just going to give this hot tip away for free. I trap my clit with like two fingers.
Yeah.
And then it's like a downward pressure and then like motion with pressure.
Yeah.
And like intense motion.
Yeah.
Vigorous motion.
Yeah. I think there was a moment when she pulled out the little vibrator where she like trapped her, you know, like in between two fingers.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I loved seeing that because that's something that I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where she was like, squeezed it almost in between two fingers and then used the toy.
But I mean, listen, everyone like touches themselves differently.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It's just the fact that it was so like pretty and delicate that I was like, is it though?
Yeah.
Because I don't think masturbation is ever really that pretty.
Me neither.
Especially like leading to cum.
Yeah.
Like building to orgasm, it's intense. It's crazy.
And I would be curious to know like if men are into that or like the desired audience of this video are into that. Because like I like it more when it's like, it looks representative
like
where she's like
she's making a weird face
and she's kind of like hunched and she's
spasming
like,
a little or something
right and she's
like bucking
but
she does buck by the end of the and that's when I was like it's okay we're kicking it.
I know I was like
because she had the vibrator just on her clit
and she's like when her legs were lifting and her like eyes were kind of rolling to the back of her head I was like okay that's an orgasm
but I even felt like what she was doing with her eyes was like a little bit performative like it got to a place where I was like, here we are.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't know. It just felt like it was for us as opposed to us watching something that was essentially like still meant to be for her.
Yeah.
And like private.
I was impressed with how many times she came.
Yeah.
And she was like quick back in it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I definitely like it once I come and then if I'm going to come again, it kind of takes me a little bit longer.
Yeah, well, I'll ride the wave. Like, I'll come and then, like, ease off a little bit and then, like, come and like, ease off. Because the magic power that women possess is the ability to, like,
have
a nuanced orgasm that, like, stays resonant in this, like, high frequency of pleasure for a while as opposed to just, like, coming and
then
dropping off.
And then, don't touch me!
don't touch me. But, I think this is for someone and many people. Like, it's a beautiful video and it's got really high production value.
Right.
And if you are just looking to, like, watch, like, a beautiful woman play around, it's definitely that.
I like bigger toys.
Yeah. That was part of it for me, too, is
I was like, I want to see a magic wand.
I've never come from a vibrator that was that little.
Yeah. I need a magic wand. I want something that looks like it's going to do some damage.
Yeah.
It needs
that
some major
it could
voltage.
Double as a hammer if you
exactly.
needed it to.
100%.
Yeah.
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 So yeah, that was like my biggest thing. And also I didn't need to like her talking. Like especially at the beginning, she was like, I like my lover to explore my body like it's an island.
Yeah,
and,
it was very
I was like, oh come on, who
sensualized.
Yeah.
That also was me being like, I don't know that I need her to tell me about all of this.
Right.
Because her telling me takes her out of the act of doing it.
Right. Like, if it would have just started with her just, like, not talking and just, like, looking at the camera and then just, like, putting a vibrator on her clit, I would have been like, hot for this.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. And, I mean, the notion of, like, telling someone what you like is hot. Like, if somehow... Did my teeth just whistle? If somehow it was more believable or, like, more geared to be, like, oh, like, a lover telling their partner, like, this is what I like to do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show you because I want you to do it.
Right.
Because I find that really enjoyable to do with a partner.
And I think that's sexy,
And
too.
That's the kind of, like, performative masturbation that to me doesn't feel, like, performative, but is, like, I'm letting you in on this thing. And this just felt slightly more, like, over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And sexualized.
Right.
In a way that it wasn't altogether believable, but still very beautiful and, like, very high production value. And I imagine there are people that would like this kind of solo female video.
Oh, for sure.
More than one where, like, the girl's going to get uggo and, like, really fucking go to town.
Right.
But
I don't know. Let us know, listeners.
Yeah.
What are you looking for solo female, if this is your search term?
Yeah. Should we move on?
Oh, God, should we?
Oh, hell yeah. So this is Indigo White, General DP. I thought that had a whole different meaning.
I know.
I thought it was going to be like, oh, you know, just General DP, just your good old-fashioned DP.
No. So Indigo White is an amateur star on Pornhub with her own channel. She's got a shit ton of these videos where she basically has a character and a theme, and she speaks to the camera.
And a sort of improvised scenario.
Yeah, and sometimes there's captions of what the other person would say, and then sometimes not, like in this case. And then she basically pretends that there's another person there, and she uses a dildo and other toys, or sometimes it's just toys, and then she...
And I think this is fairly common for cam girls to, like, come up with.
Yeah.
Scenarios that are, like I said, like, oh, this is me, like, teaching my lover how to touch me. Like, that's the most general version of something.
Right.
But,
like,
I found a video looking for the Showdown stuff that was, like, bad babysitter. And I was like, here's how I know she's a bad babysitter. There's no children in sight. Obviously. But then I, like, watched it, and it was this woman, this performer being like, oh, so I put your brother to bed, and I'm so glad I'm babysitting for you again. Just, like, talking to camera, and I think the joke being that it's, like,
brother.
This babysitter is, like, seducing the teenager she's babysitting. I mean,
weird.
We don't
know
who that's for. Who knows?
Gross. Similarly, I don't know who this is for.
I don't know who this is for.
So, basically, brief synopsis.
I mean, maybe it's for people in, like, the armed forces, but I'm sure they would be mad because this costume she has. So, she's a general.
Yeah.
No, she's, like, a private.
We don't know what she is, but she's wearing a hat and she's wearing, like, a sexy... fake, like, military Halloween costume.
Yeah, it's
with, like
a
leather cut-off,
like,
gloves.
You know, yeah.
And, like, a zipper front. And she's like, oh, you wanted to see me? Oh, I haven't been doing a good job?
Yeah.
Oh, a secret mission? I've been trying my best, really. I mean, whatever you want. Like, I'll do whatever you want.
This is uncanny. How many times did you watch this video? Because you... nailed it. If anything, you just had a tighter pace than she did, which I would have appreciated from her.
Pick up the pace. Reviews, you know?
So then, this in the scenario, her general is mad.
Yeah, her general's mad at
she's
her.
She's being reprimanded, and she's going to make it up to her general by fucking her general and, I guess, his whatever.
And then she's like, oh, you're here too? And then, like, someone else is there.
We don't know who.
And then she's like, okay, both of you? Okay, okay, I guess if that's what it takes. And then she cuts to her on a bed with...
two dildos?
Two.
So, okay, wait, but there's a really important moment of distinction here, which is, you want me to suck off both of you?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I can try.
I can try.
Mine's turning into, like, more of a Disney princess.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But here's my thing. She's just promoting sexual harassment in the workplace.
Well, I also wrote a note. I was like, she's just subjugating herself.
Yeah.
Like,
she wrote
these
this.
Dudes aren't even here, and she's like, I know.
Yeah. She came up with this idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she's seen it in other scenarios. It's like, I know. Men love it when women are, like, subjugated, so I'll just do that.
And this is
without
what bad
any men
porn.
Here.
Yeah, this is what bad porn is doing to the youth of America.
Yes, exactly. Like, she's
this is the direct result.
Alone in her room, and she's doing this anyway.
Yeah, and she's forcing herself to be degraded by two invisible men.
Two ghosts.
Yeah, two ghosts.
Which we've talked through before. Also, there's a very important moment where she's like, you want me to suck off both of you? Well, I guess I can try.
I can try.
And then there's a way too long sustained moment of her just, like, opening her mouth and, like, sticking her tongue out. And then a crazy reveal of these, like, two slow-approaching, like, plastic dick-looking dildos coming into frame.
I know. And she's like, doing the worst blowjob I've ever seen.
Her choice is also just to be, like, bad at everything.
And she's just, like, kind of, like,
she's, like,
opening her mouth,
taking
going,
a dick.
And, like, sticking her tongue out.
And having the two dicks, like, touch and just, like, mangle around in her mouth.
Yeah.
Rambling around in there.
It's the weirdest.
I don't think mangle's a verb in
but,
the way that I used it.
It is now.
You get it.
But it's so bad. I was like, is this a choice? Or is she just,
like, her choice is
locked
like,
alone in her room for hours on end with invisible people and she's actually never sucked a real dick? Like,
Or she's just, like, making the choice to be like, this private doesn't know what she's doing, so I'm just gonna make a bad solo video where, like, you don't buy that any of this is happening or that she has any, like,
I was
skill
like,
around
why
it.
Why are her, like, eyes rolling into the back of her head, like, while she's, like, sucking a fake.
She goes fully cross-eyed.
Yeah.
Her choice is to suck a dick cross-eyed.
Yeah.
And I just don't know what to tell her.
Yeah. I was like, what's going on here?
In my notes, I have, in all caps, why is it her choice to be bad at this?
Yeah.
Cross-eyed. Cross-eyed!
Yeah.
And then I also wrote, oh, just a really reflective listener.
Yeah.
Because there's so much of the dialogue, quote unquote, of her being like, oh, you want to fuck me now?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to take turns?
Yeah.
I'm like, we get it.
Yeah.
You could have just started fucking yourself with a dildo and be like, oh, I bet this is the general's fucking her.
And so then they take turns fucking her.
Yes.
Quote unquote.
The dildos are slightly different sizes.
And she does
make a point to be like, oh, this one's bigger.
Yeah.
Your dick is just a little bit bigger.
And then she puts the dildos in with and just kind of shoves it in with the leg up.
Uh-huh.
And she's still got her little cut off little leather gloves on.
Yep.
And she's just fucking herself with this dildo. Quite boringly,
I will have to say. She was wearing pantyhose under her general costume and then just like is in the pantyhose for a while and then takes the pantyhose off. And
pantyhose.
Yes, nude pantyhose. And then I had a note to myself where I was like, are the pantyhose a historical choice? Because I learned from a museum exhibit recently that sometimes soldiers would wear pantyhose for warmth in the winter.
Maybe.
In,
I'd
like,
love
World War II.
It if she did that research.
If she had that knowledge.
If she cared that much.
Then I want to hang out with this.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's an
maybe
interesting.
Maybe she's a genius.
Maybe she's a genius who just like makes the choice to play just the most misguided young girl. There's also stuffed animals on her bed.
I know.
And they're not like a prop.
Yeah.
Those were disturbing to me because sometimes you see videos where it's like a girly room and it's like so over the top
that this
clearly like some weird porn production designer like went for it. But like this is her room and she's got like these big
stuffed
animals.
Like her parents aren't home from work yet and this is what she does.
Yeah.
So then she's shoving this dildo in, the first dildo, and I guess she has an orgasm?
No, absolutely not.
I know.
But absolutely not.
It would. She would have.
She
us
doesn't
believe.
Even like go for it in terms of having us believe.
She's
it.
Just like, you want me to come on your dick, and then she's like,
Yeah. She doesn't come.
That's the noise.
And I was like, you're alone.
Yeah.
With toys.
Yeah.
And you still managed not to come.
Yeah. You're alone, and you're not even going to touch your own clit.
It just makes me concerned because she like has no basic understanding of her audience.
I know. Or her body.
Yeah. Which is more tragic. But, like, if you're trying to make a business out of this camming stuff.
Honey.
Like, people want to see pleasure.
It's true.
They actually really, truly do.
It's true.
And she's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
She's a very cute little girl.
She's got some.
I keep saying little girl like she's. I mean, let's assume she's 18 if she's running her own account. But she plays into being very childish.
Yeah.
And it's
dark. I'd love to see her get a real vibrator.
Yeah. Do we know how old this video is?
I don't.
Because I'm like, I wonder. Maybe she's evolved in her career and has like...
Hopefully.
Found pleasure.
Maybe. So then she puts another dildo in.
Oh, are we going back to that?
Yes. Yeah, well, because there's a very important moment when she comes, quote unquote, she comes with both dildos in.
Yeah. She DPs herself.
She DPs herself. And then she like sticks her tongue out.
Yes!
And she goes...
What are you trying to say about how I come, Rachel?
I couldn't believe it. She sticks her tongue out. She crosses her eyes. She closes one eye.
Yeah.
And she makes that weird high-pitched exhalation.
A cartoon baby.
I was like, this is from hentai, for sure. Like, something
it's
in hentai.
Yeah, borrowing from, like, a whole different, like, women as infantilized creatures.
I can't remember what it's called, but
genre.
It's, like, a specific look that, like, is in hentai and, like, anime porn of, like, this face that, like, girls make when they come. And she's, like, recreating it.
Yeah.
But I'm like...
It's just extra bizarre seeing it in live action.
And her making
that... And for someone to make the choice. Because the thing is, you could come for real.
Right.
And choose to make that face if you're, like...
If you have that...
Pandering to a very specific audience.
Right. If you have that
or, like... I mean, I'm sure...
Autonomy over your body when you're having an orgasm, but, like, Lord knows I don't.
I could get around to it.
Yeah.
I could come and then be like, oh, right.
Now I have to do it. Yeah. Make the face.
Gotta make the face.
I can't even uncurl my fucking toes, so...
Yeah, fair. If you're really coming, it's hard to control your face. But...
Yeah.
Yeah.
She touches her clit for like 2 seconds.
Yeah. She does a little drive-by.
Oh, God.
Was there anything good about this aside from just the
entertainment value?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I'm concerned for her. And I'm concerned for the children that this is what they think pleasure looks like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm concerned for, like, well, I'm just bummed to see, like, a performer who's trying to create their own brand.
And their own content.
Like, this just felt like a sad self-tape. Like, as an actor, I was like, ugh.
And then at the end she goes, did I do a good job?
Ooh, yeah.
Did I do a good job?
She has to finish with dialogue. Yeah, I wrote notes down about that. I was like,
just end it.
Maybe she's we'll do this every week.
Yeah,
and then, or
whatever it takes.
Yeah,
and I was like, you
just
chose
get
this.
Out of here.
You
get...
chose to say this. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God!
Like, it just reminded me of like bad, fucking first day of acting school.
Yeah.
Where you're like, this is you think this is a scene? Like,
yeah.
You're doing dialogue from like a bad Disney sitcom. Like,
but in the style of being sexually assaulted.
Yes.
You know,
you're like choosing this.
You're
like,
promoting
weird
that
sexual assault porn
as like something to jerk off to.
Yes.
You know, how dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you, Indigo White?
Indigo.
We need to have a long conversation with you.
I hope you're okay.
I know.
We're wishing you better days.
We'll DM her.
We probably won't, Rachel. Yeah, yeah. But if she DMs us, we will happily have a conversation. Are either of these going in your spank bank?
Here's the thing. There were parts of Over and Over Again that I liked.
Yeah.
I think that I would like take like the like last like third of it. If I'm like...
Yeah, I could kick in at the 18th minute.
Yes! If I'm,
when
you
I'm
know,
curating
some tabs for a spank sesh,
yeah,
I'm going to put that towards the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And the like the last like third of it. Because it was hot. And I you know, I like some production value in my porn, as we've learned.
Oh, I know.
And I like things to be like luxe, you know? Like I love like high-end lingerie.
Yeah, I like that the lingerie stayed on the bed.
Yeah, I love thigh highs particularly.
Yeah.
And I love toys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll put that in there.
Awesome.
General DP, that's a hard no for me, dog.
It's a hard pass for me as well. I can't unsee it.
Praying for you, Indigo.
Yeah. Praying for you, girl. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you so much. Just a reminder to rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends.
Find us on Instagram at GirlsOnPern. That's porn without the O. Find us on Twitter at GOP the podcast. And that's all she wrote. Fuck the GOP.
That's right. Love you guys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.